107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans freed in a prisoner swap with China after negotiations with Beijing that involved President Biden himself. ABC's Whit Johnson with more.
Three Americans who were detained in China stepping foot on home soil for the first time in years. Loved ones embracing on the tarmac as Mark Sweetan, Kai Lee, and John Leung all arrived at Joint Base San Antonio. All men part of a major prisoner swap between the U.S. and China, in which China also received three prisoners, including a spy captured by the FBI.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City kicking off now. The security is tight, but the NYPD says there are no credible or specific threats against the 2 million people expected along the parade route. With Americans expected to spend more than $40 billion in online shopping between now and Cyber Monday, some Amazon workers are set to walk off the job tomorrow. They're trying to force the retail giant to increase their pay. This is ABC News. Thanksgiving behind bars for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, a judge denying his request for bail. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
His lawyers requested a $50 million bail, asking for Combs to be released on house arrest with 24/7 security in his New York apartment. But prosecutors pushing back, citing new evidence that former staff members have described the defendant threatening to kill them, throwing objects at them, and being struck, punched, and shoved by the defendant. Prosecutors also accused Combs of witness tampering and trying to taint the jury pool. The judge yesterday sided with prosecutors, saying there's clear and convincing evidence that no condition or combination of conditions will reasonably assure the safety of the community.
Diddy is facing charges including sex trafficking and racketeering. For lots of us, the roads this Thanksgiving, Google is updating how we report incidents in Google Maps. Instead of speed traps, there will be a police tag letting people report things like traffic stops or checkpoints. This is ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hello, WRCL's listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Few traditions are more special than choosing a Christmas tree. For generations, Tom's Trees has been known for quality and value. The tradition continues. Tom's Trees in Muscadet has a great selection of trees, all priced at $40 each, including the large ones. Tom's Trees is open daily from 9 until 6 for the season at 205 South Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet. Call 608-604-4860. And happy holidays from Tom's Trees.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you and your family and friends have a wonderful day, and I can't help but say it, go Pat, go, as they play this evening, taking on the Miami Dolphins. It'll be a good day to cozy up inside around family and friends and for the football game this evening, as temperatures are going to be in the 20s to near 30 degrees for the next several days and some chilly overnight lows. So breaking it down for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy with occasional flurries during the day. Near the evening, may have some light snow showers pass through the area with a light dusting possible. Highs today around 30, northwest winds 8 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then later this evening and tonight, occasional light snow is possible with minor accumulations ranging from a light dusting to as much as a quarter of an inch in some spots. A low temperature around 14 degrees tonight. West-northwest winds gusting up to 25, so that'll cause some of that snow to blow around. It'll also produce wind chills near 0 degrees. Friday, lingering flurries are possible, especially in the morning. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun during the day, highs around 25, wind chills in the upper single digits to teens. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows around 8, wind chills near 0 overnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, blustery at times, highs around 24 with wind chills in the upper single digits to teens. And Sunday, rounding out the weekend with a mostly sunny sky, highs around 26 and wind chills in the afternoon in the teens. Next week, Monday, a partly cloudy sky, a chance of a few flurries late in the day into that night. At this time, I expect little to no accumulation with highs close to 30. There's a better chance for accumulating snow on Tuesday and Tuesday night. Early indications that we could pick up a couple of inches of snow with a developing system. Of course, that's still several days away and a lot can change. Again, Tuesday into Tuesday night, maybe into early Wednesday, watching for that potential for some accumulating snow and more measurable amounts for the region. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Twenty-one with cloudy conditions right now. Yesterday's high was 37. The morning low today has been 21. Record high 65 in 1998. The record low goes back to 1887, 14 degrees below zero. Last year's high 24, while the low was 11. Sunset will occur at 4:28 this afternoon and sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:12. East to southeast winds are at 4 miles per hour, the barometer at 3012. No precipitation today with cloudy skies. We have our temperature right now still at 21 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Coming up, a look at some new inductees. They will be inducted later this year in the Wrestling Hall of Honor in Richland Center. Details as well on a feast of football today here in and around Southwest Wisconsin. Some notes on basketball from last night and college women's volleyball as well.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Three state place winners and a longtime coach are the latest selections for the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Induction ceremonies are scheduled for Saturday afternoon, December 21st, just before the finals of the annual Richland Center Wrestling Invitational. This will be the 25th induction ceremony since the institution of the Hall of Honor in 1999. That year, Hall of Fame coaches Laverne Pieper and Norris Hattelstead were enshrined, along with the Hornets' first state wrestling champion Ron Dobbs from the class of 1969. Honored this year will be Todd Gunderson from the class of 1985, Shay Buck Fish from the class of 1992, Justin Lambries from the class of 1996, and longtime educator and 20-year head wrestling coach at the Richland Middle School, Andy Spees. Todd Gunderson joins his father Rich and his brother Darren in the RCHS Wrestling Hall of Honor. Todd was a mainstay in the upper weights for Coach Fuzz McCauley, wrestling three seasons as the 185-pounder, including his senior year when he was one of the program's record six state qualifiers and placed sixth for the Hornets that year. Buck Fish also wrestled for Coach McCauley and placed fourth at state his senior year in 1992. He went on to a distinguished coaching career and has long been involved in area wrestling tournaments, operating as an official scorer for the Track Wrestling website. Justin Lambries was a four-year varsity wrestler for Coach Darren Gunderson, was a member of three Hornet team sectional entries, and was on the only Richland Center wrestling squad to qualify for the state team tournament. He was a three-time state qualifier who totaled 87 career victories and placed fourth at state as a junior at 135 pounds in 1995. Andy Spees served as an assistant varsity coach during the 1972-73 season and was a math instructor and wrestling coach at the Richland Middle School from 1973-74 through the 1992-93 season. During that time, he coached 67 wrestlers who had at one time or another qualified for the state tournament, including 17 of the 21 Hornets who have claimed state wrestling titles. This brings to 82, the number of individuals, along with the 1993 state team tournament squad, now included in the Richland Center High School Wrestling Wall of Honor. Merchants Bowling League action last night. Walsh's Ace Hardware had a 28-25 series. Goplin Insurance, 2,803. Gerner Farms, 2,781. Team Honors, Walsh's Ace with a top game, 10-31. Phoenix Center, 9-62. Goplin Insurance, 9-56. Top series, J.J. Klatt, a 7-10. Jason Gerner, a 6-86. Kevin Genthy, a 6-66. Top game, D.J. Adams, 2-79. Nathan Peck, 2-57. Jason Gerner, a 2-56 in the Merchants Bowling League. Senior forward David Joplin continued his red-hot shooting Wednesday night, scoring 27 points in Marquette's 94-59 win over Stonehill.
I was trying to be more aggressive, trying to just be who I am, trying to get the game going early. I feel like some games were a little more passive, so I wanted to just try to be aggressive and trying to get it started from the jump.
The Golden Eagles are undefeated after 7 games. Joplin connected on 10 of 12 shots, including 4 of 5 three-pointers. Cam Jones and Demarius Owens had 14 apiece. Marquette was heavily favored and played that way while claiming the 35-point runaway. The Golden Eagles are back in action again Saturday against Western Carolina at home. Darius Johnson made a career-high 8 three-pointers and scored 28 points to lead UCF to an 84-76 victory over Milwaukee. UCF led for most of the first 10 minutes of the second half, but never trailed by more than 4 points. Bucks coach Doc Rivers told reporters that his team was going to, quote, turn it around soon. It has. Milwaukee ranks in the top 10 for defensive efficiency, and Giannis Antetokounmpo has played at an elite level for the last 5 games. The momentum was also strong for the team, and without Giannis, they were winners at Miami Monday. The hot streak continues, and it comes during a soft spot in the schedule. The Bucks are having to repeat the success against strong opponents to prove it's real to many of the critics. We'll see how it goes as Milwaukee prepares for its next challenge. The Wisconsin women's basketball team tips off this afternoon in the Cancun Challenge. The Badgers take on San Diego State at 12:30. The team's 5-1 start is its best in the last 5 seasons. Sarah Williams leads the way by averaging a double-double with almost 20 points and just over a dozen rebounds a game. Wisconsin uses its depth to wear opponents down with all 15 players getting court time. Well, there's plenty of football today, a feast of football action, in fact, including tonight's game between the Packers and the Dolphins. The Dolphins and Pack prepare for what could potentially be the first of 4 straight primetime games. It's possible the December 29th game at Minneapolis against the Vikings could be switched to primetime if they're both still in the running for the NFC North title. Center Josh Meyer says he doesn't like sitting around waiting for the game all day. Quarterback Jordan Love says the team will be ready for kickoff no matter what time it is. Love was asked this week about taking more shots down the field or pulling it in and trying to avoid the interception.
It's definitely always tricky. I definitely am a guy who always wants those big plays, put that pressure on the defense and take some of those shots. And, I think it's a credit to the guys we got in the receiver room, too, that I trust those guys to be able to take some of those shots. But, those are the lessons that, I had to learn last year, and I'm continuing to learn. It's just weighing the right time to take those shots if guys get a step or if we get the right coverage versus just finding those completions.
And what about facing Miami's defense?
It's tough because on such a short week, this is a defense that they got a lot of stuff in their arsenal in terms of coverages, pressures, and, in a game, they're mixing up their calls and giving you a bunch of different looks. So it's a game that you got to be focused in and dialed in on all the pre-snap tells you might get and just seeing what they're getting to post-snap. But they're a very good defense. They're top 10 in almost all the categories. So, definitely a really good challenge coming here.
Pregame time, 5 o'clock today on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center as we look at some Packer news today. A young Packer fan was denied the prize he won Saturday at a 49ers invasion party at an Ashwaubenon sports bar. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has the story.
14-year-old Joseph De La Rosa, a Packers fan decked out in Packers gear, was at the party, a pregame tailgate hosted by the Niners Empire, a nonprofit fan organization for the 49ers. The eighth grader was with family members who were visiting from Las Vegas who are Niners fans. The boy's number was called to win the football, signed by 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who is also the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year. A Facebook video shows the group handling the giveaway, not awarding the football to De La Rosa, but opting instead to give it to a 49ers fan.
Obviously, you probably think pretty highly of your Packers, right? Can you just tell me what you think of the 49ers?
De La Rosa was instead given a pair of sunglasses. There is some measure of justice, however, for De La Rosa. The 49ers organization is mailing him a signed helmet. The helmet is signed by safety Talanoa Hufanga, not McCaffrey.
Also in football news today, plenty of football. The Bears and Lions will kick off around 11:30. Giants and the Cowboys around 3:30. And that game tonight between Miami and the Packers at 7:20. Last night in college volleyball, the Badgers held off Ohio State 3-2. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Boys basketball opening night, plus some additional wrap-up from the football season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
Tuesday was the opening night of high school boys basketball action, and already we were treated to some excellent games. How about getting things started with a buzzer beater? Trailing last year's Division 5 state qualifier Almond Bancroft with 2 seconds left, Loyal junior Bryce Deegan hit a fallaway jumper to give the Greyhounds a 40-39 victory. Houstonford scored an opening 57-47 win over Ryle as senior Caleb Poplinski went for 29 points and 20 rebounds. Just a few days after a huge performance in Racine St. Catharines football state title, junior Lamont Hamilton helped the Angels basketball team to a 68-54 victory against Burlington, scoring 39 points. As we put a bow on the football season completed last week, let's take a look at a few more award winners. Jared Schultz of Northwood Solon Springs was announced as the WISPSports.net 8-player football offensive player of the year. He led 8-player in rushing with 2,105 yards to go with 35 touchdowns plus 28 two-point conversions, a new state record. He also threw for more than 1,500 yards with 21 touchdown passes. On the other side of the ball, Clayton's Alex Schradel was selected as the WSN 8-player football defensive player of the year. The state's best lineman, he had 102 tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 10 sacks this season. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.
Thank you, Travis. 8:22 the time on this Thursday. It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. In the medieval Dutch town of Leiden in the early 17th century, the immigrants were getting restless. There was a significant immigrant population, even back there, even back then. You see, the people of Leiden had a motto in those days, a slogan not unlike our own. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe the free, and so on. Their saying was, quote, Leiden refuses no honest people free entry, period. It was not quite as catchy as the generous entreaty inscribed on the pedestal of Lady Liberty, but it was effective, so effective that within months of its first utterance, 30% of the town of Leiden was foreign-born and foreign-speaking. But eventually, as I say, those immigrants grew restless. And the issue was tolerance, for the immigrants had come to Leiden in the first place, fleeing intolerance elsewhere in the world. In other words, these were the unwanted, the unappreciated, even the persecuted from other shores, seeking a society which would welcome them as they were, instead of insisting on conformity to local custom. But after only a little more than a decade in warm, welcoming, tolerant Leiden, the tolerated immigrants lost their own tolerance for their new home. Our children are becoming too assimilated, too Dutch. The ungrateful immigrants began complaining. Or, we aren't getting enough jobs, they complained. And predictably, when the Dutch natives of Leiden began hearing that sort of thing, they began rethinking their original policy of open doors and open arms. No, the Dutch refused to deport their malcontents, but their individual unofficial attitudes became less hospitable. And you can see where this is going. Many of the immigrants who only a half generation before had flocked to Leiden so gladly and so gratefully packed up and moved out to the New World. So, after the so-called pilgrims wore out their welcome in Leiden, Holland in 1620, a handful of them got into a shaky little boat, sailed across the sea to Plymouth Rock. But there was a stowaway aboard the Mayflower, and that unseen passenger was the culture of Leiden itself. For despite their relentless struggle for originality, the pilgrims brought with them to their new home in North America a collage of customs which Americans recognize and revere to this day. The civil registration of marriages, for example, which initiated the then unique concept of separation of church and state. Almost two centuries later, John Quincy Adams would cite the Mayflower Compact as the foundation for the United States Constitution. But did he know that the United Colonies, which the Pilgrims established in New England in 1643, the consolidation of semi-independent jurisdictions into one nation, that was based on a form of federal government that they had first observed in the Netherlands, the United Provinces. And one thing more, back in Leiden there was a particular celebration. It was a day commemorating the end of the Spanish siege against the city in 1574. It was sort of like our 4th of July, but the focus of those Dutch festivities, instead of fireworks, was gratitude. Thanksgiving Day, it was called. Yes, I do mean to say that when you're giving thanks today, save some for the people of 17th century Leiden, whose own immigrants emigrated to our distant rocky shore, where eventually, however arduously, freedom was born. Now you know the rest of the story.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill. Fridays bring the mouth-watering fish fry, and Saturdays, it's prime rib perfection. Are you planning a special event? TKO has you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations are welcome. From homemade bacon and take and bake pizzas to daily barbecue specials, they keep things exciting. Open at 11 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, Thursdays at 3 and close Tuesdays. Enjoy Fish Fridays with a fresh salad bar. Prime rib Saturdays from 11 to 9. Quality meats from the hometown locker and hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal's a knockout.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. This Small Business Saturday weekend, we will be having an inventory reduction sale. On Friday and Saturday, you can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers in stock. This sale is for 2 days only, and it's a perfect time to stock up so that you can stay creative. The Creative Outlet store hours are 9 to 5 on both days. We can't wait to help you find the products that you need to help you outlet your creativity.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Here at the WRCO studios, I have just spotted our first flurry. We've had some other folks tell us that they've witnessed that today, but yep, I just saw one. Okay, two. All right, we have a wind around 4 miles per hour. It's currently 21 degrees. Hopefully everything is peaceful and harmonious around your table, and it's very musical today for Thanksgiving.
Here we go, singing in the kitchen, all together now, singing in the kitchen. Everybody singing in the kitchen, banging on pots and pans. Now mama and daddy singing in the kitchen, baby laughing, singing in the kitchen. All the kids singing in the kitchen, banging on the pots and pans. Supper's done and the table's clear. Baby wants a bottle and I want a beer. Lord, I sure am glad I'm here where there's lots of love to share. And now clap hands and everybody sing. Dishes clang and the banjo rings. There's gravy on these guitar strings, but I don't really care. Cause here we are, singing in the kitchen. All together now, singing in the kitchen. Everybody singing in the kitchen, banging on the pots and pans. Now I'll play the cone and you play the sponge. I sing the words and you sing the tunes. We'll wake up the old man and the moon because we sang so loud.
Yeah!
I'll hug y'all and you hug mother. Snuggle up close to one another. Just like bread on a piece of butter. Lord, it make me feel so proud. Cause here we are singing in the kitchen. All together now,
singing in the kitchen.
Everybody
singing in the kitchen, banging on the pots and pans.
Now the fireplace embers are glowing red. Everybody's tired and it's time for bed. Baby's nodding his little sleepy head. So let's sing quiet.
Take me home.
what you waiting on? Just give me dirt, throw the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll, rolling in the Chevrolet today, 8:35 the time. Regular features continue. Yes, we'll have trivia for you. That doesn't take a holiday. We'll ask that of you in just a little bit. And we will welcome guests during our morning show visit today. It's going to be an awesome production. I just know they're putting on a stage, the radio version of It's a Wonderful Life on stage at the Guard Theater in Spring Green starting next weekend. It's a benefit for area food pantries put on by the River Valley Community Players. So we'll learn about that production coming up during our morning show time today between 9 and 10. Here's Luke Combs.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart. Oh, I love you anyway.
choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway.
Luke Combs, some warm thoughts today on a cold day. 21 degrees at WRCO Studios, and it feels like a little cooler, that wind around 6 miles per hour. I have been hesitant to pull out the wind chill chart because I'm not ready. But it looks like we may need it, especially with the overnight lows. Not that we need it, but sometimes, you know, I guess we have to read it. But then there could be some wind chills Friday night, too, down in the single digits Friday night into Saturday morning. So it's going to be a little on the chilly side, I guess. The good news is you can just put your Thanksgiving leftovers outside and they won't spoil. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen. Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
Head to the Spring Green area this weekend for Small Business Saturday. Area businesses will have discounts and sales. Saturday evening, head to Plain for an old-fashioned Chris Kindle market. Street vendors, carriage rides, kids' crafts, a visit from jolly old Santa, and so much more. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Our trivia question of the day this morning is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. All right, the trivia question today can win you a great prize from our friends at TriStar. What year did the famous WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop first air on television? What year did that turkey first drop for WKRP in Cincinnati? Was it A, 1978, B, 1980, C, 1981, or D, 1983? 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline. Here's Luke Bryan.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. By the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my love. Love you, miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it.
Our winner today is Marianne Lewis. Congratulations. What year did the famous WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop first air? The correct answer is A, 1978, which it's probably the most memorable Thanksgiving episode of all time of any program. And the incredible thing was it was only the seventh episode of the entire series, season one, episode seven. And that show was starting to kind of get a little bit more popular, but that one put it over the top. And I remember for weeks afterwards, people would say, did you see that? And it was just like one of those things that people talked about. But of course, the storyline went, feeling left out by all the recent changes, Mr. Carlson decided to launch his own Thanksgiving promotion with the aid of Herb Tarlick and Les Nessman. The big guy turns a routine turkey giveaway into a comic catastrophe. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, the funny thing was Les Nessman was involved, but they didn't tell him what was going on. So, of course, he was reporting on what was happening, and it turned into kind of a little bit of a throwback to the call of the Hindenburg disaster as well, as he made the call on CBS TV in 1978.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
What they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! It's terrible.
The cars running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Les Nessman, WKRP in Cincinnati. And as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. That was one of the best lines of the whole thing, said by Mr. Carlson. But another line from that was overlooked was WKRP's Jennifer Marlowe, who is answering the phones in the studio office, said, "Well, Mr. Calley, a lot of turkeys don't make it through Thanksgiving." Less listeners were calling and complaining. It was based on a real event, I understand. A radio station in Texas had done it. Now, I don't think they dropped him out of a helicopter. I think it was live turkeys out of the back of a truck. But it still kind of caused some chaos, that's for sure. Congrats to Marianne, our winner from TriStar Gifts and More and TriStar Mulch today. WRCO Country and Community. This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
We head toward 9. Again, we'll have some guests in the studio today to talk about It's a Wonderful Life going on at the Guard Theater starting next weekend as well during Spring Green Country Christmas. Here's Michael Lynn. Happy Trails time coming up here on a Thursday as we welcome you home to Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin.
Don't it make you wanna go home now? make you want to go home. But there's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child. And a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild. There's a drag strip down by the riverside